Hey everyone, welcome to another Hyperspace Broadcast mini-sode. This is an episode where instead of talking about something that aired on Toonami, we talk about something that is Toonami adjacent, something that could have aired. I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And this week we're talking about Shin Mazinger, I kind of incorrectly called it. Technically it's called Mazinger Edition Z, The Impact.
Sure.
It is referred to on TV Tropes as Shin Mazinger, so I guess I need to stop just trusting them to have the title be what it is. But
yeah,
basically, this show is a 2009 anime series that's based on the Go Nagai classic Mazinger Z. Supposedly, it's not a remake, but rather a retelling of events, which I think is kind of a fine hair to split. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's directed by Yasuhiro Imagawa, and much like Giant Robo, it features cameos from other characters in Go Nagai's work. Prominently, I think, from Violence Jack, right?
I think mostly from Abashira Family and Mazinger Z, obviously.
Well, yeah.
And a little bit of, like, Devilman, a little bit of Violence Jack. Like, character designs are similar across.
Yeah, right. So the basic idea of this is that there is a giant robot, the titular Mazinger Z, built by a scientist named Juzo, and his grandson Koji is forced to pilot this robot in order to save the world from the evil Dr. Hell, who...
Forced to is funny.
I mean,
he's like the most
know.
Willing mecha pilot I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's kind of true. It's not quite falling into the cockpit, but like,
yeah.
You know, basically...
riding a motorcycle off of a jump and then flying into the cockpit.
Literally falling into the cockpit.
Yeah.
Somehow turning around midair, etc. But Dr. Hell, aside from having maybe one of the best names of any major villain in one of these shows, also has legions of mechanical beasts who are basically other giant robots that are kind of more animalistic. And he's trying to take over the world, specifically targeting the miracle energy production source Photon Power. And of course, Koji's grandfather dies during an initial battle, and then Koji's joined by several other, like, giant robot pilots who pilot less sophisticated giant robots than Mazinger Z, which have some goofy looking designs.
Yeah, let's talk about let's touch base on that first episode, huh?
Yeah, okay. So this series starts in media res, which is not that unusual. What is unusual is that it starts, the first episode is basically the beginning of the final battle of the series. And, you know, usually when a show does something like this, it is the, like, very opening, and then after the credits or whatever, it goes into the plot of the show. Not this time. This time, yeah. It is just a full episode of...
It's a full episode, and it's also, like, the full episode feels like a recap episode of everything that's happened in the series, to some extent. It's just, like, so many cameos and insane shit happening, and it's just, like, impossible to keep track of.
Yeah, it's just every single bad guy fighting all at once, and they just keep introducing new bad guys who have their own giant robots, and, like, new good guys who have their own giant robots... And it's just ridiculous. Like, it is, it's impossible to follow. It also features Mazinger Z meeting Zeus, the Greek god, who, I guess Mazinger is, like, sort of a reincarnation of in some way. We only watched the first six episodes, so.
Yeah, I feel like the first episode is like watching Avengers Endgame without having ever seen any superhero movies or even having heard of superheroes. It's just like so much shit is introduced so randomly. It's like, here's a guy riding a lion with a spear, and he controls animals, I guess. Like,
yeah, here's a guy with his just carrying around his own severed head.
Yeah.
And then his head jumps into a fucking robot that's just a head.
Yeah.
And it attacks you.
Here's a character with two faces, and they jump around and attack everyone, and okay. And then we get, here's a robot with boob cockpits.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the crazier designs, is a robot co-piloted by two girls, and for some fucking reason, the cockpits are in the robot's, like, boobs. You know, I mean, honestly, it's kind of funny because it's such a crazy design, but it's also just like, all right, why not? Fuck it.
But yeah, it's just like aggressive, constant nonsense.
Right. And like, I do kind of get the impression that if you're a big like Zing head, that you're going to totally
fuck
love
yeah.
this stuff.
Zing head.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's like, I guess the very beginning of like Gundam Build Fighters or Gundam Build Fighters Try. It's like, it's just nonsense unless you're familiar with the
right.
original thing. It's just a bunch of crazy shit happening. So I do expect that this is like a real treat for people who are fans of Mazinger, but having not watched it, it was pretty much completely incomprehensible.
Yeah.
And I would say that if you decide to watch this series and you are not a big Mazinger fan, you can kind of skip that one, and you're not going to be missing anything.
Yeah, right. I think you're just... it's really just, like, the biggest teaser into the show, I think.
Yeah, right. It is an episode-long teaser. Like, that is exactly what it is. So, yeah, I generally thought the show was fine. My favorite character is definitely Count Broken or Brocken, who is the guy who holds his own severed head, because there are occasional scenes where he'll like drop the head and it'll kind of bounce
flying.
Around like,
yeah.
And I don't know. That's just like the exact kind of dumb humor that I really enjoy. The episodes that we watched, which were 1 through 6, are mostly concerned with the very first fight that Koji has in the Mazinger Z. So there's not honestly a ton to talk about with it, I don't think.
There's some interesting character quirks thrown in. I like that Koji at one point is in a fight and someone makes fun of his grandpa, and it's like if you calling Marty McFly a chicken, like that's sets him off for some reason.
Yeah, anything to do with his grandpa turns him into a white hot ball of rage, comparable to Domon Kashu. And yeah, like there's one bit at the end where he's just slaughtering like enemy soldiers in this giant robot because his grandpa just died, and it's pretty brutal, honestly.
Yeah, it's one of those moments.
I mean, it's
that,
meant to be, obviously.
Yeah, it's interesting too that the show was willing to go there. Like, there's a moment where he punches an enemy mechanical beast in his robot, and it falls and crashes in a building, and there's tons of blood starts pouring out, and he starts freaking out. And I was like, why is he freaking out? Is he freaking out because the enemy robots bleed? Like, oh, they're living things. Oh, no.
Yeah, right. That's what
I
expected.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of lame. And then it's revealed, no, he's freaking out because that's human casualties. It's the pool of blood of, like, thousands of human casualties.
Well, or, it's, like... one, I think.
Well,
if
you have that much blood coming out from a building, I think it's probably a lot of people.
Sure. I will say that is actually one of my nitpicks in the episodes that we watched, is like, that moment was kind of shocking in like, oh shit, okay, like,
yeah.
I really didn't expect to see that in this goofy super robot series where there's a robot where, again, the twin cockpits are like in the shape of breasts and in the position of breasts.
Yeah.
But like, okay, I'm kind of okay with that. The problem that I have is it's just not really referred to again. Like,
that's true.
That like this happens and it's so jarring and like, oh shit. And
he's like, I gotta move the fight somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then the fight is not moved.
Well, no, like the next scene it's in a different place, but you don't see him move it. You don't see them, like, trying to get out of there. And then later...
Well, they're still in a city. They're still on the same island. Like, they blow up more buildings after that, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the real part. There's a point where he uses his, like, super attack photon beam, and he just rips a giant gash of explosions through the middle of the city. And I was like, did we forget the whole civilian casualties thing, or do we just not care because this is cool? Like,
the show kind of jumps around. It's not the only time the show kind of jumps around, too, because, like, we have one moment where Baron Ashura, the two-faced character, who is supposedly like a man and a woman spliced together in from the Zeus gods or whatever.
Yeah,
they get like surprise attacked and blown up once, and they're fine. And like, okay, fine. Like, they're super strong.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
The second time they get surprise attacked and get slashed down the center, like right between their two faces. And it seems like that's like a moment where they're going to die, or at least be like seriously fucked up, because he slashed them right. He slashed them right down the line that separates their two faces.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that would kill anybody. It's not like the sword like breaks against their head or anything.
And it's like a perfect death.
It slices through them. You see blood.
Yeah. It's how that character should die.
Yeah, like, it makes sense.
It makes sense. And then you just cut back and they're completely fine.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah,
it's just
right.
Like, okay. Like, that was annoying.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I mean, those are really the only two moments I can really think of this show doing this, but it felt like the show is just picking up a ball and then putting it back down. Like, oh, here's a... Never mind. Which... bothers me, and also like it especially bothers me in the like holy shit there are civilian casualties thing, because I don't know, like generally when you do something like that, you're, you know, kind of trying to make some sort of point, and this feels like it's just sort of gesturing at a point without really making it. And then going back to the cool stuff, like,
well, they keep going to this like god or devil theme where it's like, oh, the Mazinger gives you such great power. Will you be a god or will you be a devil? You know,
right?
And like we see the devil side of him when he goes mad with rage that his grandpa died, and he's just like mercilessly killing these fleeing soldiers.
Yeah,
but and that's kind of interesting. I'd be curious to see where they go with it. But like,
yeah, that's
on
true.
On some levels, they don't flesh it out that much this far in. I do like that Koji just gets arrested for his responsibility in the city's destruction.
That is true.
I thought that was a kind of a fun touch. Like, that's not something I've ever seen in a mecha anime. Like, yeah. Hey, you're reckless.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you know, admittedly, we watched 6 episodes of this, and one was kind of a write-off, and it was mostly one fight. So, like, you know, this is nitpicking. And yeah, they could easily do more stuff, but also this is like a 26 episode series. It's not a 52 episode series. So, you know, like, I mean, this is just, you know, I can only really talk about what we watched, and that sort of thing is just a particular pet peeve of mine, is like gesturing at something important. Especially in the middle of something that's so goofy, like, I don't mind goofy things making points. Like, I think that that's totally a thing that can happen, but it bothers me when goofy things gesture at points in order, I guess, like, just the impression I always get is like, see, we're important now. Back to the robots, like, and that pisses me off.
See, we could go to this direction, and I think we're pretty brave for even pointing in that direction.
Yeah,
but
right.
We're not gonna. Let's have more fun with giant robots. Yes.
And to be fair, like, you know, whatever. They could easily follow up on that. And I honestly thought this show was pretty enjoyable. Like,
yeah,
these are nitpicks. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the show is fucking awful or anything because of this. It just kind of irritated me.
It definitely makes me want to check out the original Mazinger Z.
We should definitely do that.
Yeah, because I've heard it's like one of the all-time classics, of course.
Well, yeah, and of course.
Like you mentioned before, it's like the first anime that had the, or maybe the first manga or whatever, the first super robot thing that had characters in a cockpit.
Yeah, right. I mean, it is the super robot thing. Like, before this, it was just giant robot. This was the first one that was, you know, the super powerful thing that, you know, is like a god, basically. Yeah. Which is cool. Like, I think, yeah, that's worth checking out. But, you know, what we got to get back to is the very weird successor to this.
Yep.
Which is G Gundam, a show was spawned off of a thing, spawned off of this genre, made more realistic, and then made back into a super robot show, basically.
All because of Inugawa. Because of this guy. Because of this guy. We didn't mention, but Domon at one point says three times in a row.
I did put that in as the one of the bumpers. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because of this guy. I keep thinking of that line.
It's a great series of lines that whenever someone wrongs really me. Silly.
Someone cuts you off. Because of this guy.
Let's get back to G Gundam because we're in the fucking final rounds of the tournament, which is half the show.
Yeah. Somehow we're in 3 days before the end of the tournament.
Yeah, right. Jesus. Yeah. God. I mean, we'll talk about it when we talk about G Gundam again. But until then, I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And be sure to revisit us next week for G Gundam Part 3. The final round, part one.